Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting. The Ohio School Boards Association says voters around the state approved 69% of the public school district tax issues that were on the ballots Tuesday. There were 175 issues around Ohio, and unofficial election results show voters approved 121 of them. They passed all but a few of the 81 issues that were renewals, including one for Coshocton City Schools. 94 new school tax issues were put to a vote. Fewer than half of those were approved. In two counties, some schools jointly asked voters for more funding using a new state law that essentially lets a group of districts propose a levy specifically to pay for school security efforts and mental health services. Both of those measures in Brown and Butler counties were defeated. Meanwhile, one victor in the midterm elections is former President Barack Obama's health insurance overhaul. An Associated Press survey of voters nationwide found that health care was the top issue ahead of immigration and jobs in the economy. Those concerned about health care overwhelmingly voted for Democrats. That helped the party take control of the House, where they can block any fresh efforts to dismantle Obama's 2010 health care law. The sheriff's office reports five accidents investigated yesterday and a complaint. Melissa Matchett of Newcomerstown struck a deer on U.S. 36 near Township Road 168. Sandra Robinson of Coshocton was traveling southbound on State Route 60 when she struck a deer. Heather Kirchner of Coshocton backed into a vehicle operated by Mark Granger. Ann Simmers was traveling northbound on State Route 79 when she struck a deer. An unknown driver was traveling south on Township Road 287 when the driver lost control and went off the left side of the roadway, striking a fence, a utility pole, cable box, and a fence gate. Deputies say the driver had fled the scene. And Robert Babcock reported that someone took a garage door opener from his truck. From the West Lafayette Police, a resident in the 500 block of King Street reported a neighbor problem. Officers received a parking complaint from the 100 block of South Kirk Street. Officers responded to the 58,000 block of State Route 751 for an unwanted person report, and a resident in the 200 block of East 4th Street reported a domestic dispute. A professor at Ohio Shawnee State University is suing his superiors in federal court after he was punished for not referring to a transgender student by the pronoun she requested. Nicholas Merriweather, who teaches religion and philosophy, filed a complaint in U.S. District Court against the school's trustees and other officials, stating that they violated his freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and due process. While Shawnee State does not have a transgender-specific policy, it includes gender identity in its anti-discrimination policy. A Title IX investigation resulted in a written warning being placed in Merriweather's personnel file, stating that he had violated the school's non-discrimination policy. The National Weather Service says there's up to a 75% chance that an El Nino will be forming in the Pacific Ocean over the next couple of months, potentially affecting our winter weather here. Rob McMasters, director of the Coshocton County Office of Emergency Management, says if El Nino forms, winter could get off to a mild start before the colder weather hits in January and February.
It's an ocean atmosphere climate that is linked to periodic warming of the sea surface near the Pacific equator. Folks hear that and they think, okay, how does that really play a role in Ohio? Well, it greatly affects our temperatures in Ohio and what we're likely to see for winter, December through February. We have an equal chance for below or near average temperature. So, you know, we could see some temperature swings in there because it's kind of an equal chance for the precipitation for the same time frame. It's equal chances.
Next week is Winter Safety Awareness Week.
Take this time to get ready for winter, and that's getting their homes ready as well as their vehicles, and also looking at their insurance policies to ensure that their insurance policies for their home, whether it's homeowners insurance, renters coverage, actually covers everything that might occur during winter. February of this year was one of the wettest Februarys in over 100 years, and we saw 22 counties within Ohio actually get a federal declaration of disaster due to flooding in February. So, you know, it's not just the cold and the snow and the slippery roads that we face.
One key aspect of winter safety is ensuring that all heating devices in the home are operating properly. If you'd like more information on winter safety awareness, you can contact the EMA office at 622-1984. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales reporting.
It is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning to you. It is time for the Communication Lines program. I am Mike Bechtel here with you till 11 o'clock this morning. And you know what? This is one of those rare days that we have nothing but open phone lines. So let's just jump right in and some follow-ups to some of our discussions yesterday. We talked about recycling and littering. We talked about the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts that are in a dispute. I'll get to that here in just a moment. And another interesting topic to throw into the mix as well, having to do with transgenders. So let's see, where do we begin? Let me just read this story here, just to bring everybody up to speed from yesterday. The Girl Scouts of the United States of America has filed a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America for dropping the word boy from its flagship program in an effort to attract girls. In the complaint filed Monday in Manhattan federal court, the Girl Scouts claim the name change erodes its core brand identity and sows confusion among the public. They say the Boy Scouts have no right to rebrand themselves as the Scouts or use terms like Scouts or Scouting to open the program to girls. The Boy Scouts, which announced the name change to its program for 11 to 17-year-olds in May, said it was reviewing the lawsuit. In a statement, it said it believed there is an opportunity for both organizations to serve girls. So, what are your thoughts on that? That first sentence there, it's a little bit convoluted in the way that it's worded, so I will read it one more time. The Girl Scouts of the United States of America has filed a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America for dropping the word boy from its flagship program in an effort to attract girls. So the Boy Scouts have dropped the word boy from their program, and there was a belief with at least a couple of our callers yesterday that the Boy Scouts began to admit girls either from pressure from activists or political pressure or maybe a judge's order. Speaking with somebody that is associated with the Boy Scouts, that was not the case, and there are some official reasons why the Boy Scouts made the decision to accept girls, some of them official, some of them unofficial. And one thing to be considered, and I guess I mentioned this yesterday, both the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, they just don't have the membership that they once did. And, well, if the Boy Scouts accept girls, would be an opportunity to get those numbers up. Declining membership, but some other things as simple as if there's both a boy and a girl in the family, they don't have to join two different organizations, and it is not policy for the boys and the girls to mix with each other. And so Cub Scouting here is organized in packs and dens. In 2018, an existing pack may choose to establish a new girl pack, establish a pack that consists of girl dens and boy dens, or remain an all-boy pack. Cub Scout dens will be single gender, all boys or all girls. Cub Scout packs, meanwhile, can include combinations, any combination of all boy or all girl dens. The choice is left to individual pack leaders in a consultation with their chartered organization. So just a little bit of background, if you have an opinion on that. Girl Scouts have filed a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts. So your thoughts on that? I have another topic here that I want to get to here in a little bit, but we do have a caller already, so let's get right to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Morning.
Hey, thanks for that Browns report this morning. That was pretty good.
Right off the AP, yeah, we get the great news that a couple more of their starters are sidelined.
Yeah, and I heard on there that Ward hurt his hip. So, you know, Ward, if he can stay healthy, you know, we might have we still got to play the Bengals twice. And I think if Ward can stay healthy and cover A.J. Green, we might have a chance at the Bengals. But I haven't really seen the Bengals play, but they're doing pretty good beginning of the season. And I guess they only have one or two losses so far. So
well, their offense has caught fire this year. But Denzel Ward is a very pleasant surprise for the Browns, a first-round pick, but we've learned historically not to necessarily expect your first-round pick to be successful right away, and he has, again, as long as he stays healthy.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the Browns would be lucky if they take one from the Bengals, and maybe we can beat the Ravens again. I don't know if we can or not, but they just got a tough road to hoe, and I heard this on one of the Cleveland programs a while back that they thought that the NFL scheduled the teams so that the playoff teams and the Super Bowl teams would go up against good teams, and less fortunate and say less talented teams would go against each other. And it doesn't seem to be the case for the Cleveland Browns. And they seem to have, they're like in the top seventh of the toughest schedules every year. So,
do you know, did you get into, do you know how they do make the schedule out every year? Is there some kind of a formula? Does that formula change regularly, or is it just a bunch of guys in a smoky room with pens and pencils?
I think they have a formula for doing it, but I was just getting into sports and following the Browns closely, so I really don't know what the formula is. But one of the things is, because Cleveland plays their division with the Ravens and the Bengals and the Steelers, that's why they always got a tough schedule. I'm going, well, yeah, because they play those guys,
right?
You know, twice a year. But anyways, I'm liking where they're going with Dorsey as far as the picks. And I just hope this off season he really solidifies that offensive line and gets some, you know, good players and good backup players for the offense. And I just hope Mayfield survives the season.
Yeah, he's shown toughness, but even the most mentally tough guys, you know, if you get your neck broken, there's you aren't going to be out there on the field. One other little tidbit, and it might sound like a detail, but it was had this in the morning sports report as well, is that the Haslams, when they hired Hugh Jackson, they made that decision, you know, just the two of them as the owners. They did mention that they plan to include John Dorsey in the decision-making process for their next head coach. And I think that's an important detail.
Oh, yeah. Because Dorsey's been around. He knows who's available. And he knows the guys that can kind of keep their fingers off the offense and defense and just coach the team instead of meddling with the offense and defense and screwing things up like some of these owners do.
And not only that, not only the knowledge that Dorsey brings to the table for the hiring process, but if he has a say in it, and the tendency would be, if you have a say in it, you made part of decision that you're going to take more stock in the success of that person and establish a boss and employee employer employee relationship. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. But it's like I said, with the injuries, you know, every team's success depends on injuries. If they're losing their good guys, they're going to start losing games. And we could have started off 5-0 at the beginning of the season because those games were so close. And now with the injuries piling up and some of the better teams we're going up against and have gone up against, season doesn't look too bright for the rest of the season.
Well, especially how the last month plus has gone, but we'll both still be watching, won't we?
Yeah, if I get the channels, if I get to see them, because I had my satellite cut back. But I did notice that we used to always play Pittsburgh the last game of the year, and since the Browns have been so bad lately, now we're playing the Ravens the last game of the year.
Yep, we'll wrap up the season. The next to the last game is at home versus Cincinnati, and the final game is at Baltimore.
Yep. Well, I'll let you get some money callers.
Well, one other quick thing here, and I don't know if this will change your opinion or not. We were talking a little bit about the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts yesterday, and I got the impression that you felt that the Boy Scouts were forced into to taking girls. I did a little bit of research and, in fact, spoke with somebody associated with the Boy Scouts, and it appears that the Boy Scouts made that decision on their own without anybody telling them to do that. So I don't know if that changes your opinion or not, but it wasn't a lawsuit or activist or anything that made it happen.
Well, I saw it on TV where parents, because their girls wanted to join the Girl Scouts, and I think it was like a single mother or something or other, threatened to sue them for equal rights or something or other. And I saw that on television.
Okay. Well, I mean, that could be the case.
I can't remember exactly what it was, but somebody was suing the Boy Scouts for not letting their daughter join or whatever. It was an equal rights thing or something or other. And I don't know what became of it as far as, did it go to court? Did the judges make a ruling or whatever? From my understanding was there was somebody that was forcing them to, or going to take them to court or something or other. So that's what I heard on TV. So.
Okay. Well, the information I got from the Boy Scouts says otherwise.
Yeah, I heard that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. It is 9:26. We do have open phone lines between now and 11 o'clock. We can talk about the Browns if you would like. The season started off promising, didn't it? A tie against the Steelers, that almost felt like a win because of how much the Steelers fans hated that. And then there was some close games and a win here and a loss there. And, well, now they've lost, four in a row now? And the injuries are piling up, so we can talk about that if you would like. We do have another caller waiting if you do want to talk about the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. And, again, the first line of the story, the Girl Scouts of the United States of America has filed a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America for dropping the word boy from its flagship program in an effort to attract girls. So the Girl Scouts have filed a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts. So what are your thoughts on that? And what would be a motivation when we have both Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts for a girl to want to become a part of the Boy Scouts, or just the Scouts, if that's what they're calling themselves now, or Scouting. If we have those two options, why would a girl want to become a Boy Scout? And vice versa. If the Girl Scouts were to open their doors to boys, would you want your boys becoming a Girl Scout, doing what the Girl Scouts do, having a all-boy Brownie Dens. Give me a call and let me know what you think about that or anything else. Do have a get another story that we're going to get to here in a little bit that I am sure that some folks will have an opinion on. But right now, let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd just like to make a comment about the Scouts.
Uh-huh.
When my kids were small, I'm in my 80s, but my boy wanted to be in the Scouts so badly because his sisters were in the Girl Scouts.
Uh-huh.
But there was no local Boy Scout group, and it really made him so sad because he wanted to be into the Scouts. Now, they were in 4-H, but he wanted to be in the Scouts so badly. I do not see any fault in the Boy Scouts accepting girls or the girls accepting the boys because a scout is a scout. And I just know how it always upset my son because he didn't get to go and be a scout like his sisters were. And that's my only comment.
All right. Well, I appreciate your thoughts today. How about this idea? Maybe the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts should call a truce, drop the lawsuit, get together, shake hands, and merge and have one group and just call them the Scouts. And you can still have your dens and your packs and, combine philosophies. I don't know what they are, but I'm sure they are very similar. What about that? You think that's a good idea? Give me a call. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, not too bad. I want to chime in on this Scout thing. I'm very active with the Scouts, and the only thing I can see why girls are wanting to join the Boy Scouts is the Boy Scouts offer more programs than the Girl Scouts do, like your shooting sports and all that, and girls want to do that instead of whatever the Girl Scouts do, other than sell cookies.
Okay. Now, do you? I know who I'm talking to, so I know that you're heavily involved with the Boy Scouts. Is there have there been local girls, or is there a Boy Scout or Scout Boy Scout pack that consists of girls around here? Have girls gotten involved that you know of?
Yes, there is.
A large number?
I'm not sure how many girls are involved, but I know they are. But I'm just not sure the numbers on that.
Okay,
one.
All right.
But, I mean, I've talked to some other people where I work at, and they said, that's why the girls are wanting to go to the Boy Scouts, because they got the shooting sports, archery, rifles, and all that.
So they offer programs that the Girl Scouts don't offer.
Right.
Okay. Sure.
But
as far as I'm concerned, that's a valid reason.
Well, yeah, but I think maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's just going to take one camp out for one girl to get, pardon the expression here, but get her panties in a bunch, and something's going to hit the fan.
My understanding at this point, what I read a little bit ago had to do with the Cub Scouts and that they do keep the packs and the dens separate. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what they do if that's the same with the Boy Scouts, all the way up through high school and beyond. So they are separate at this time, as best that I can tell. However, if that changes when you have boys and girls getting together, there is always that risk, that possibility.
Right. Now, I do know that the Boy Scout program offers a venturing program, which is a co-ed program from 18 to 21 year olds.
Yeah, and that's been around for quite a while.
So that was a little bit of my insight on that.
All right. Well, appreciate your thoughts. Okay.
Talking about the Browns.
Okay.
We would have a lot better record if we had good referees.
Yeah. The Browns, I always hesitate to blame the referees. However, I'm going to give a little bit of slack this time because there have been at least one or two critical calls that could have made the difference in the game.
The roughing the passer on Myles Garrett against Pittsburgh.
That would be a good example.
Exactly. And, I mean, I've looked back since the days of Butch Davis and Bottlegate. The Browns have probably been hosed more by the officials than any team in the league.
That's where I think just because we are Browns fans that we are more sensitive to the calls that don't go our team's way than the ones that don't go the other team's way. But again, there have been bad calls that we can see in real time while watching on TV that the referees have flat out got wrong.
Yeah, I'd like to know where they picked up the flag when
the hit on Mayfield?
Mayfield, yeah.
That'd be another example. Did that cost him the game? I don't know.
I don't know, but I think the solid one is that call against Myles Garrett.
And the, let's see, I'm trying to think, the false start. Let's see, which game? That was two or three weeks ago.
San Diego.
Yeah.
The Chargers game. Well, maybe not San Diego now, but
I still call them San Diego too, yeah.
But what do you think of the decision to let Dorsey do the head coaching search or whatever?
Well, he's part of the search, and I think that's an important detail, and I talked about that with our last caller, because when Hugh Jackson was hired, it was the Haslam brothers got together and made the decision on their own. I think including John Dorsey, the general manager, on the hiring decision is positive for a lot of different reasons. For our last caller, mentioned that, John Dorsey has been around the NFL for a long time. He's a respected name. He has connections. He knows who's available and might be able to help to attract the right guys. Secondly, if Dorsey, as the general manager, has a say in the decision, then I think it's just human nature to take more stock in the decision if you've got a part of it than if the owners just say, well, here's going to be your next head coach and you work with him. So I think it's a good, I think it's a great idea.
All righty. And what do you think of, or have you seen anything about, Browns is the only coaching position he'd come out of retirement for?
Who?
Bruce Arians.
Oh, see, I don't remember much. I know the name. I forget where all he's been. You say that's the only position he'd come out of retirement for is the Browns?
Coach the Browns, yes.
I don't know. I'll have to. I need to find out more and ponder that one.
All righty, but I'll give you something to think about.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. It is 9:36, so we do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, talking a little bit about the Browns, talking about the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. Sparring a little bit. Girl Scouts has filed a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts for dropping the word boy from its flagship program in an effort to attract girls. So what do you think about girls being part of the Boy Scouts? And what about vice versa? I don't know that anybody has ever called and said, hey, my son wants to be a Girl Scout. So what do you think about that? We can chat about that if you'd like, or if there's something else that you want to bring up. Haven't even gotten to the transgender story yet. We'll be back right after these words.
Easy Payroll and Staffing in Newcomerstown has 70 positions to fill now for packaging, machine operators, and quality control. Shifts are from 5 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pay ranges from $9 to $10 per hour depending upon position, and lots of overtime is available. Get a start on your new job by visiting Easy Payroll and Staffing at 301 Enterprise Drive in Newcomerstown, or call them at 740-498-4700, extension 1160.
On Sunday, November 11th, our nation will be observing Veterans Day, a day meant to honor our nation's heroes. the men and women who have raised their hands and swore to defend the Constitution of the United States so that we could enjoy our many freedoms. I'm Russell Heyman from the Coshocton County Veterans Service Office, and I would like to invite everyone to this year's Veterans Day service at the Court Square. Services will start at 11 a.m. on Monday, November 12th. We hope to see you there.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They guarantee your claim will be fast, fair, and hassle-free, or your money back, no questions asked. It's another way Allstate is changing car insurance for good.
For a free quote, call Coshocton Allstate agent Taylor Insurance and Financial today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Providing food, feed, and fuel for the world is a tough job, making a profit even tougher. Sucup Manufacturing has the solution. Store now, profit later. Storing your grain in a Sucup bin is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. Sucup offers a full line of bins to fit your specific needs. And with over 80 patents, it's easy to see why Sucup is the world's fastest growing bin company. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sucup dealer and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. We offer sports-specific care plans tailored to each athlete's condition for optimum recovery. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
ONNRadio.com, your number one source for news, sports, and weather from around the state. If it's happening in Ohio, it's on ONNRadio.com. Doppler weather radar, current conditions, and your local forecast from our award-winning weather team. It's on ONNRadio.com.
At Kubota, we believe a utility vehicle should do more than take you places. That's why our all-new Sidekick is built to do it all. Cross over to more with the all-new Kubota Sidekick. Head into your local Kubota dealership to test drive one today. Find your local Kubota dealer at GoKubota.com.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids? It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter is good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
This look at the weather is brought to you by locally owned and operated Rick's Auto Sales and Repair. Fall means deer season. The ASC Blue certified technicians at Rick's Auto Sales and Repair can handle your collision repair if you hit a deer. Now featuring an ASC certified full service department. From collisions to brakes to engine repair, Rick's Auto Sales and Repair on South 2nd Street across from Bueller's.
Mostly sunny this morning, then becoming a partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, cloudy, rain likely after midnight, lows in the mid-30s, chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, rain with highs in the lower 40s, chance of rain near 100%. It is currently 36 degrees in downtown Coshocton. This football playoff feature is brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent in Coshocton. Call 623-2207.
This is Jared Durr. I play right guard and defensive end for the Ridgewood Generals. My favorite memory of the season was beating Indian Valley at our home field. I expect a tough run game, a lot of passing, and them to be very physical up front. I'd like to thank Coach Slusser and Coach Todd Cabot for teaching me how to be a good defensive lineman.
This high school football playoff feature was brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent located at 777 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Call 623-2207. Are you in good hands? The Ridgewood Generals winners last week against Amanda Clear Creek, and they advanced to take on Meadowbrook in Division 5, Region 19. Looking forward to that one. I anticipate a good game, and airtime Saturday night is 6:30. Kickoff is 7 o'clock, and Meadowbrook, the Colts, a team that people around here are familiar with in the East Central Ohio League. Coshocton and Riverview play Meadowbrook, and Ridgewood gets a crack at Meadowbrook Saturday night. And Friday night, the Tri-Valley Scotties, they were winners versus Barberton last week. They take on Wadsworth Friday night, and that will be at Dover. Airtime is 6:30, and kickoff is 7 o'clock. Catch all the action right here on WTNS. And the 50-plus Expo is coming up a week from today, Thursday, November the 15th at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. It's the 24th annual 50-plus Expo, and it's sponsored in part by Coshocton Regional Medical Center. It's going to be next Thursday from 10 to 3. Everyone is welcome, regardless of age, and admission is free. So come on out and join us for a fun day. I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be a Sunday bar courtesy of Whit's Frozen Custard. That's the WTNS 50-plus Expo at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites, Thursday, November the 15th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Many local businesses and organizations will be there, including Kids America, JFS Adult Protective Services, Health Services, a division of Gentle Brook, Colonial Sports and Courts, and Coshocton County Coordinated Transportation. It is 9:45. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. We're talking about the Boy Scouts admitting girls. Probably ought to toss the prospect of the Girl Scouts taking boys. I don't know what their policy is on that. And membership appears to be down for both the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. We had an earlier caller who is affiliated with the Boy Scouts, and it was his belief that the girls, and we do have some locally, according to him, that want to be involved with the Boy Scouts is because the Boy Scouts offer programs that the Girl Scouts don't offer. And he mentioned shooting sports and archery, for example. And so here's another idea. What if the Girl Scouts, if there is a demand for such programs, add those programs? Add shooting sports or archery or whatever programs the Boy Scouts have that they are attracted to. I'm not familiar enough with the Girl Scouts to know what programs and what things that they do typically participate in, whether it's things that are considered traditionally, I'll put it, feminine activities. Whether it's cooking or sewing, or if there's more to it than that. And are there programs that the Girl Scouts don't offer that the Boy Scouts do that you think that you or your daughters or granddaughters are interested in? Give me a call. Phone lines are open. We can continue that discussion if you would like. If not, I'll get to the transgender story here in just a few moments.
I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll.
It's time for the 61st Annual Minstrel Show. It's a little bit country. It's a little bit rock and roll.
Well, I'm not a little bit country, and I'm not a little bit rock and roll. And if you've ever seen me, I'm not a little bit at all.
That's okay, Pep. Just show up at Riverview High School November 16, 17, and 18.
If I come a little bit early, can a guy get something to eat?
Sure, Pep. The Riverview Park Board will be serving a spaghetti dinner 2 hours prior to each show.
I am a little bit hungry.
You're always a little bit hungry.
A little bit.
Call 622-5031 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 to 1 to reserve your tickets.
In today's society, it has become common for people to select their own memorial, taking the responsibility off family members at the time of need. This allows for the design of the monument that best symbolizes their lives. A special monument can say so much about the person they represent. This is Tim Milligan from Milligan Memorials, and for 107 years we have been providing the honest answers and quality products your family deserves. Stop by Milligan Memorials at 1132 Cemetery Drive and let our family help you create your own special lasting memorial.
Call Milligan Memorials at 622-5833.
This is the meat man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat Food Market. It's the first of the month, and we offer free delivery on the best meat in town. We have everything you need for home-cooked meals with a large selection of grocery items, including deli case full of fresh-cut steaks and deli meats. Visit CollinsMeatMarket.com or call 622-4625 to order one of my 19 common meat bundles. Still the most economical way to buy meat. Tell us you heard this on the radio and you will get free freezer wrap on any one of my 19 economy meat bundles. Specials this week are Deli Troyer's Virginia Ham, $3.99 a pound. Deli Colby Cheese, $3.59 a pound. Deli Eckrich Beef Bologna for $3.99 a pound. Boneless Chicken Breast, $2.69 a pound. Boneless Top Sirloin Steak, $6.99 a pound. And New York Strip Steaks, $8.99 a pound. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market, where you always get personal friendly service. We are the only family-owned neighborhood grocery left in town. Enjoy the weekend, and remember, keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
There's coffee. Then there's the kind of great coffee you don't find every day. But wait, you can find it every day at McDonald's. And now any size hot coffee is just $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. It's coffee made with 100% Arabica beans, expertly roasted and brewed fresh. Yes, any size hot coffee is just a buck, only on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu for a limited time only. At participating McDonald's, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Boost Mobile of Coshocton. Go to Boost Mobile in the downtown or plaza and start your unlimited mobile plan and get a free phone on them. No contract or credit check required. Boost Mobile is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday from 10 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 5.
Mostly sunny this morning and then becoming a partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, cloudy with the rain likely after midnight, lows in the mid-30s, chance of rain 70%, and for tomorrow, rain with highs in the lower 40s, chance of rain near 100%. It is currently 38 degrees in Coshocton, and we have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning, and our discussion this morning revolving around two things. Number one, the Cleveland Browns and choosing a new head coach. One advantage that the Browns have is that they're the only team without a head coach right now, so they will have the opportunity to snag the best of whoever is available, typically at the end of the regular season. So we can talk about that if you'd like. Second topic, continuation of yesterday. The Girl Scouts are suing the Boy Scouts for dropping the word boy from its flagship program in an effort to attract girls. So how about a merger between the two? I don't know what all that would take, but if they pooled their resources, some of the reasons that we are hearing, it would make sense. I don't know how feasible it is or not. If in fact the issue is the Boy Scouts offer programs that the Girl Scouts don't, maybe vice versa, pool your resources. And everybody has access to all of those programs. Secondly, it would certainly help both with any membership numbers problem that they might be having. So we can talk about that if you'd like. I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. I don't know how practical or possible something like that is, but I'd like to know what you think. Okay, phone lines are open. This story from right here in Ohio. A professor at Ohio's Shawnee State University, that is in Portsmouth, is suing his superiors in federal court after he was punished for not referring to a transgender student by the pronouns she requested. Nicholas Merriweather, who teaches religion and philosophy, filed a complaint in U.S. District Court Monday against the school's trustees and other officials, stating they violated his freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and due process. While Shawnee State does not have a transgender-specific policy, it includes gender identity as its in its anti-discrimination policy. A Title IX investigation resulted in a written warning being placed in Merriweather's personnel file stating he violated the school's non-discrimination policy. So what do you think about that? Just to summarize, this is a professor at Shawnee State was punished because he did not refer to a transgender student by the pronouns she requested. And he is now suing because he received that punishment. So what do you think about that? The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And I felt it necessary to get a definition of transgender before we start this discussion, because I think there's sometimes there's some confusion about what transgender means, and I wasn't 100% sure myself. So the definition that is given here, and this is just on a Google search, it says, denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex. So it is about someone that identifies as being the gender other than their birth sex. It doesn't have anything to do with, there's no surgery involved here, okay? That would be transsexual. So it's has to do with how the person identifies. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. Was the professor in the wrong, or does he have a point? We have nothing but open phone lines for the rest of this hour and all of next, so give me a call.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS store does every aim for small business, including printing. Which is good to keep in mind, because whether you're running a small business like coffee brewing, or lawn mowing, or dog walking, no matter what your business is, you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. That's where the printing experts at the UPS store can help. With everything from professional business carding and brochuring to menuing and postering. All the printing your business needs to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS store. Every ink for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Printing, one of the many inks the UPS store provides for your business. Business carding, brochuring, postering, flyering, it's all professional and easy at the UPS store. Every ink for your small business. And of course, shipping.
You can save up to $300 during Serta's Instant Savings event at Wilson Carpet and Furniture. Purchase an iComfort mattress and customize your sleep experience with a Serta adjustable base. Savings vary by model and size. Also save on Serta Perfect Sleepers and White Dove two-sided mattresses, now through December 1st. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Lease a new 2018 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive for $289 per month with only $289 down at John Hinder Honda in Heath. Visit HinderHonda.com. Open Sundays.
Excludes tax and title. In-stock only 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year. Ends November 30th. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinder Honda.
It's the Exceptional High School Playoff Football.
and WTNS Radio is taking you to the games.
It's overthrown and intercepted, and it could be returned. Down to the 20, the 15, inside the 10, and into the end zone. Touchdown on the interception by Tri-Valley.
Friday night's broadcast in Division II football playoffs. Tri-Valley takes on Wadsworth at Dover Crater Stadium. Then on Saturday, in Division V football playoffs, the Ridgewood Generals take on Meadowbrook at New Philadelphia Woody Hayes Quaker Stadium. Airtime both nights approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7.
Tingle the quarterback, gets the snap, straight back, looking to throw, little out pattern, caught by Colton Smith, has some room. He's across the bit dial, the 40, he's down the sideline to the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown, Colton Smith.
You can catch all the play-by-play right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at mywtnsradio.com. It's high school playoff football. We're taking you to the games right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
This football playoff feature is brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent in Coshocton. Call Taylor Insurance and Financial at 740-623-2207.
This is Curtis Varian, and I play safety for the Ridgewood Generals. My favorite memory of the season was winning a home playoff game. I expect a hard-fought game and good challenge for us. I would like to thank my coaching staff, friends, and family for the support.
This high school football playoff feature was brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent, located at 777 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Call 623-2207. Are you in good hands? Ridgewood takes on Meadowbrook this Saturday night, and it'll be Tri-Valley versus Wadsworth tomorrow night. And airtime for both games, 6:30, kickoff is 7 o'clock here on WTNS. Our weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy tonight, rain likely after midnight, lows in the mid-30s, chance of rain is 70%. Tomorrow, rain with highs in the lower 40s, chance of rain near 100%. It is currently 38 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital after falling and fracturing three ribs. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The High Court says the 85-year-old justice fell in her office yesterday evening and was admitted to a hospital early today after feeling discomfort. Tests showed she broke three ribs and was admitted for treatment. Ginsburg broke two ribs in a fall 6 years ago. She's had two bouts with cancer and heart surgery in 2014.
We've seen video now of the scene at a crowded dance bar in Thousand Oaks, California, as terrified partiers run from a gunman. We got the sound of those gunshots from RMG News in Los Angeles. The shooter killed 12 people and then was found dead inside the bar. This man was there when the shooting started.
He was a tall, dark figure, probably 6'2", 6'3", and he was pointing a handgun over the counter towards the workers that were working there and just started firing.
Sheriff Jeff Dean.
It was a horrific scene. When the officers went in, the suspect was already dead, but it was horrific. There were 11 victims inside, plus the suspect, and then in addition, my sergeant that was killed trying to make entry.
13 people dead in all. We're told authorities have identified the gunman, but as yet we do not have his name. He was 29 years old and set off a smoke device inside the bar, then used a .45 caliber handgun to kill his victims. The close Georgia governor's race is over, says Republican Brian Kemp, who's declaring victory, saying it isn't possible for his challenger to pick up enough uncounted absentee votes to force a runoff. This is AP Radio News. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been replaced by the president. Now, there are questions about what happens to the Russia investigation.
Rod Rosenstein, the number two official at the Justice Department, took control of Robert Mueller's investigation into election interference because Jeff Sessions recused himself. President Trump has blasted the probe as a witch hunt and said,
I could fire everybody right now.
But I don't want to stop it.
The president has placed an acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, at the helm of the Justice Department instead of elevating Rosenstein, who was at the White House Wednesday, where advisor Kellyanne Conway was asked about that meeting.
He is a deputy attorney general, so he has a lot of business here at the White House. I think he'll be back tomorrow for a different meeting.
No clue on Rosenstein's future at the Justice Department. Acting AG Whitaker has called for limiting the Russia investigation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Gas is $2.73 a gallon, down 6 cents from a week ago. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 38 degrees outside our studios in Coshocton. We have open phone lines up until 11 this morning. So what would you like to chat about? Our discussion so far this morning has revolved around two things. Number one, the Cleveland Browns. And number two, the Girl Scouts filing a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts for dropping the word boy from its flagship program in an effort to attract girls. And we have talked a little bit about the Boy Scouts policy of having girls as a part of its programs. What do you think about that? And vice versa, what about the Girl Scouts accepting male members? We can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And a story that I read moments ago, a professor at Ohio's Shawnee State University is suing his superiors in federal court after he was punished for not referring to a transgender student by the pronouns she requested. So if you have any thoughts on that, 740-622-1560-1567 or 545-9284. We have open phone lines to talk about those things or anything else. If there's something else that you want to bring up, and I am fascinated with the role of cyberspace and social media in our society. From today's Cyber Corner, we know most of the election results from the voting that took place on Tuesday, but it remains to be seen just how Facebook and other social media sites did in the elections when it came to warding off election meddling. Just before the election, Facebook said it had blocked more than 100 suspicious accounts to stop those suspected of using Facebook pages, groups, and accounts to influence what happens at the ballot boxes. And it says it blocked an unspecified number of accounts on election day because of suspected connections to foreign efforts to interfere with voting through disinformation on social media. And I don't know if it's been released publicly or not. I would be interested in the algorithm or the methods that Facebook uses to root out those that are trying to affect elections and spread misinformation. So give me a call if you have any thoughts, 740-622-1560. And I'd like to hear from you. We have open phone lines for the rest of our morning. Got off to a good start this morning, then we just kind of came to a stop here. So we can talk about any of the things that I've mentioned. If there is something else that's on your mind, yeah, if you want to talk about some lighter things, we can do that. We do have the Master Gardeners that will be joining us for the first hour tomorrow. We're going to talk about gardening in November, maybe getting ready for the holidays. But this hour, it's just you and me. So let me know what you think about anything that we have talked about this morning or anything that we haven't. Well, how about this? It's just a fun story here. Remember the twin sisters, who represented different parties when they ran for seats on the same Michigan County Board. Turns out they won't be working side by side after all. That's because the twins didn't get identical results in voting Tuesday. Monica Sparks, a Democrat, ended up being the top vote getter for her seat, but her Republican twin, Jessica Ann Tyson, came in second in her district, meaning she won't be on the board. Sparks has said she was motivated to seek political office after her losing twin declared her candidacy. And that's interesting as well. And the politics, setting all the divisive politics aside for, well, I guess that's part of it. Interesting, the political dynamics within families. Oftentimes you'll find families that everybody kind of leans one way or the other. But there are families, sometimes husbands and wives, that are polar opposites politically. So we could talk about that if you would like. Are you in one of those families? And how does that make for conversation around the dinner table these days? I'd like to hear from you. And, well, let's see. Yeah, let's go ahead and read this one here. Oftentimes at Halloween, we are warned to check our kids' candy. We've heard stories about pins and razor blades being put in Halloween candy, and I am sure that it has happened at one time or another, but I have always believed that whenever a story comes out of a pin or a razor blade or a foreign substance being put in Halloween candy, that it's more likely that the kid himself, as an attention-seeking measure, that has done that. And this story here from Salisbury, North Carolina. Police in North Carolina have accused an 11-year-old of placing straight pins inside Halloween candy. The Salisbury Post quotes the Rowan County Sheriff's Office of saying the child faces felony charges and has been referred to juvenile court and recommended for a mental evaluation. A father reported his 12-year-old son bit into a mini Snickers bar from his Halloween candy and noticed something was stuck to the roof of his mouth. The father said it was a straight pin. A second family also reported a mini Snickers bar with a metal object inside. In that instance, a parent found the candy and the child who had received it wasn't hurt. Authorities say the candy in both cases came from the same neighborhood. So this isn't a case of a child accused of putting pins in his own candy. So, in fact, this story does back up the policy of checking your kids' candy for things that look weird. If the wrapper is open or you notice anything odd, throw it out. So we can talk about that. We can talk about whatever else is on your mind. We can chat about sports if you would like. Ohio State basketball, and most of the top 25 teams, they were in action on a Tuesday. The Buckeyes started their season yesterday, and despite losing Kata Bates Diop, they got off to a good start yesterday against a what is typically a, you know, Cincinnati has a very good basketball tradition, and the Buckeyes went down to Cincy and beat Cincinnati 64-56. Caleb Wesson, who showed signs of becoming a pretty good player last year, he scored 15 points. C.J. Jackson hit some key free throws in the final seconds, so a good start. Last year, the Buckeyes went 25-9 in Chris Holtman's first season. And so we can chat about that if you would like. Thad Motto, I thought he was a great coach for the Buckeyes. He coached some pretty good Buckeyes team, and he was fired. And, you know, when that happened, I don't know who they're going to replace him with, but Chris Holtman having a nice debut season with the Buckeyes last year. 25-9, the Buckeyes weren't expected really to be that good. So he got the most out of his team, and we'll see if this year is a repeat. As it is right now, the Buckeyes are unranked. But, you know, this is a signature win. Oftentimes in November and December, the early season non-conference games are against teams that you really ought to beat by double digits. And in this case, it was another basketball, I guess I'll call them an annual powerhouse in Cincinnati that they beat. So a good start for the Buckeyes basketball team. We can talk about that if you would like. We can talk about the Buckeyes football team. I don't mean to be all doom and gloom here, but Michigan State scares me. I've got that same feeling that I had 3 weeks ago before the Buckeyes took on Purdue, that there are just so many little things that add up to a big thing that the Buckeyes might get beat. Heading up there to Michigan State, it's going to be on the road. The Buckeyes do have some glaring holes in their game that they have yet to solve. Furthermore, the Buckeyes' two signature wins against Penn State and TCU, both of those teams have lost some other games as well, taking some of the luster off those wins for the Buckeyes. And Michigan State might just be the best team that they have faced so far this season. So I hate to say it, but I just don't think that the Buckeyes are that good. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that they take out some of their frustration, get these things figured out, and go up and put a thumping on Michigan State. But, folks, I don't think that's going to happen. Hope I'm wrong. Give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like, or whatever else that I've talked about this morning, or whatever else we haven't. Okay, let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, I just called. I really like your program. I think every town should have one like that. But all this Boy Scout, Girl Scout thing, I was in the Scouts when I was a kid. That was a long time ago. Just a little bit of humor, you know. If they put the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts together, they might have another organization. The Baby Scouts.
Uh-huh.
But I just wondered, this issue one about the, you know, about the drug trafficking.
Yeah.
And getting caught with certain drugs and making a misdemeanor. Who comes up with these ideas like that?
The idea behind it, the philosophy behind it, and this is just the way that I understand it, is to take less of, to fight the drug problem with less of a punitive approach and more of a rehabilitation and preventative approach. I think philosophically, the ideals behind it are admirable, but as far as is it going to work? Is this going to help? I think that a lot of voters had their doubts about that. It did fail very badly. But as far as you know, whose idea, the organization, the or people that initiated that proposal, I don't know.
Yeah, that's well, this drug problem, it's just taken over the whole country. You know how it is, Coshocton, Cambridge, all the little towns that used to be so safe, it's just getting way out of hand.
It is, and you know what to do about it. That's what the debate. But Ohio voters clearly on Tuesday didn't think that issue one was going to help.
Well, that's good. But you know, trafficking in drugs. Now I can see trying to rehabilitate somebody that's on drugs, but when you traffic in drugs, you're actually poisoning people. I mean, drugs are—they're actually poison. I mean, they'll kill you.
You're distributing a product that is killing many, many people. Yes.
So you know, and I'm not mean, and I'm not radical, but you know, they're always talking about building new prisons. And I think I'd like to hear some opinions from the older people, because I'm not a young man myself. But these child molesters, or pedophiles, rapists, murderers, drug trafficking, I don't think they should be put in prison for years and years and years and fed by the taxpayers. I think they should be euthanized, and pretty quickly. That'd make a lot of room in the prisons. They wouldn't have to build no new prisons, would they? You know, I know that sounds mean, but, you know, how humane was the serial killer to his victim, or how humane is a child molester to their victims, or a rapist? I don't believe in confining somebody for years and years and feeding them, and that's really inhumane. I believe if they are, you know, there could be circumstantial evidence. There has been people put in prison for years for something they didn't do. It happened. But I mean, if they know for sure that they've done these things, I think they should be euthanized, and pretty quickly. Why, you know, keep cut, and then, you know, if you let a child molester out of prison, he's going to do the same thing when he gets out again. You know that. But that's just my opinion on it.
All right, well, we're talking about the death penalty, and in what circumstances, if at all, because there are some people that just don't believe in the death penalty at all, but in what circumstances should it be administered? And we'll see if anybody else has any thoughts for you.
Yeah, I really like your program, especially I enjoy the older people. They got different views because they're from a different generation, you know. But, yeah, I was in the Boy Scouts, and it had a great effect on my life. I didn't come from a very good home, and I think it really made a lasting impression. I don't really think they should mix the girls with the boys. I mean,
and it's my understanding that they aren't. The groups are still single gender, but they do accept groups of girls now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's getting to be a crazy world, isn't it?
Well, the world is constantly changing, I'll say that much.
It sure is. All right, hey, nice talking to you.
Appreciate your call, and you say you're calling from Cambridge?
I kind of live in between Cambridge and Newcomerstown.
Okay.
I'm out in the boondocks. I'm a backwoodsman, I guess.
Birds Run, right around there?
Pardon?
Birds Run, Guernsey?
Okay.
Well, hey, I appreciate your call today, and thank you for checking in, and I hope you do so again sometime.
All righty. Well, thank you.
It is 10:21. The phone lines are open, and I'd like to hear from you. The death penalty. Give me a call and let me know what you think. And a lot of it has to do with perspective. If you take all emotion out of it and stand back and look, oh my gosh, this person killed 10 people, so he should pay with it, with his life himself. There are those that are of the belief that, well, regardless of the transgression, we shouldn't put people to death. But there are others of the belief that, like our last caller, that not only murderers, but people that, you know, he referred to drug dealers as spreading poison, people that distribute and sell drugs, and people that that die from using that that product. What do you think about that? Do you think there would be less deaths if one drug dealer was put to death? You think taking out one would save many lives? And what about removing them from society, keeping them in prison for the rest of their lives? So we can talk about that if you'd like, philosophies around our penal system. It is 10:23. Phone lines are open until 11, and we'll be right back.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Why wait? Care for your community by pursuing a high-paying, rewarding career in healthcare at Central Ohio Technical College. Earn an associate's degree in nursing technology, diagnostic medical sonography, radiologic science technology, surgical technology, or health services technology.
Our instructors are great. All of our instructors work in the field.
Take classes in Coshocton, Newark, Pataskala, or the Knox campus in Mount Vernon. Learn more at cotc.edu/healthcare. Central Ohio Technical College. Education that pays.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Hi, this is Belinda Lacey, realtor with Old Town Realty. My experience has proven good communication is a key element when buying or selling a home. Bankers, buyers, sellers, agents, title companies, inspectors, appraisers, and more all have an important part to play in any real estate transaction. If you're looking for a professional with excellent communication and coordination skills, give me a call, 740-294-8869. Remember, the Lacey team is here for you.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100 or stop in at 112 Chestnut Street across from McDonald's. Let our team of professionals get you back in the game.
Mostly sunny this morning, then becoming partly sunny today. Highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, cloudy with rain likely after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s. Chance of rain 70%. And for tomorrow, rain with highs in the lower 40s. Chance of rain near 100%. It is currently 38 degrees outside our studios in Coshocton. And we have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. If you want to talk about the death penalties, and who should face the death penalty, drug dealers, you know, or those beyond murderers or multiple murderers, give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. And a lot of times the opinions on the penal system or the death penalty revolves around your own personal situation. If you have a loved one or a family member that is killed by you will have more of a chance, I guess this is my opinion here, but more of a chance that you're going to want to see the person that took your loved one's life put to death, more so than maybe if it was your loved one that was the perpetrator. So give me a call, we can talk about that if you would like. Nothing but open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. And we'll get back to the phones right after Talking Football.
Talking Football on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Welcome to Talking Football here on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships. I'm Casey Claxton here with Steve Corries as we head into week 12 of the high school football season. It's playoff time, and Coos, you saw two big wins by area teams last Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, week 11, a great week for football in our area.
Tri-Valley, a big winner over Barberton, wins at 10-0. Had an interception return for a touchdown. They're looking forward to moving on this weekend.
Ridgewood Generals also got a big win at home as they knock off powerhouse Amanda Clear Creek.
Yeah, really good job offensively by the Generals. They moved the ball extremely well all evening long, forced Amanda Clear Creek into some mistakes, took advantage of those mistakes, and came out with a victory.
And we will have more high school playoff football coming up Friday and Saturday night. Friday night, Coos, you and Jamie McCray will have the call as Wadsworth takes on Tri-Valley.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that one. Wadsworth, a high-powered offense. They basically run out of the wing tee, and they like to do it on the ground. Tri-Valley, they like to throw it around a little bit. Defensively, the Dogs have an excellent defensive football team. As you know, when you shut out a team like Barberton, that really tells the tale. We're looking forward to a good one up at Dover on Friday night.
We'll have the pregame show starting at 6:30 with the kickoff at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday night, it'll be the Ridgewood Generals as they enter the second round of the playoffs, as they'll be taking on Meadowbrook. Steve, give us a preview of that game.
Well, Meadowbrook's an excellent football team. They finished 7-3, but their three losses came to teams with a total of only three losses on the season. So they're very good offensively. The last six games, they averaged almost 50 points a game. They like to throw it around. They do a lot of trick plays. The Generals will have to be aware of that, which I know they will be. But on the other hand, they give up some points. So I look for Ridgewood to be able to move the football. Their big thing, they need to get stops and third down.
So the pregame show with Steve and Jamie McCray will start on Saturday night at 6:30. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. All the action on FM 99.3 and mywtnsradio.com. This is Talkin' Football on WTNS Coshocton.
Talkin' Football on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
And this look at the weather is brought to you by Advantage Tire and Audio.
We are excited to share our financing options with our customers. Whether you have no credit, bad credit, or good credit, you will get approved at Advantage Tire and Audio. We have plans from 90 days up to 12 months, same as cash. So now's the time to customize your vehicle with new wheels, tires, any aftermarket accessory, or a remote start. Stop out and see us on County Road 6.
Partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, cloudy with rain likely after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s. Chance of rain is 70%. And tomorrow, rain with highs in the lower 40s. Chance of rain near 100%. Right now, it is 38 degrees in downtown Coshocton. And I am here to tell you, if you look at the extended weather forecast, that word snow is mentioned two or three times. But no prediction of accumulation to speak of at this time. All right, it's 10:30. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Did you watch any of the basketball last night?
I didn't. I wish I had.
Yeah, they look pretty good. I kind of lost track of them. When I seen some of the two Western brothers play, and they brought Aaron in, and boy, he hit two threes right off the bat.
Is it Andre Wesson?
I don't know whether it
was Caleb, and the other one's not mentioned in the story here, but yeah, I remember them Andre last year. I think Caleb is the one that's a little bit older, isn't he? I'll have to look that up, but they were impressive last year.
Yeah, he was. He's pretty good size, but he got in foul trouble. Boy, I'll tell you, the referee, of course, it was at Cincinnati, and it's, all we had to do was touch him, and they caught him. Weston, he had, I think, four fouls, and he played almost, about the whole last quarter with the four fouls, and he had to be careful. But
well, and they play kind of like their dad. I don't know if you remember Keith Wesson or not, a generation ago, but he was a bruiser. He would bump around underneath the basket.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, he's big, and he takes up a lot of room under that basket.
Yeah.
But yeah, they look pretty good. That Jackson, he impressed me. You know, he won a couple ball games with a three-pointer last year for him. But he kind of would be good one game, and then the next game, he, you know, it wouldn't be too good. But he looked pretty steady last night.
Well, and he's mentioned here as hitting a pair of free throws that sealed it in the final seconds.
Right. Yeah, they had a 12, 13, 14-point lead there a couple times, but they kind of got a little sloppy and let it go. Of course, the refs didn't help with that either. They give them two out of bounds to Cincinnati that definitely went off of Cincinnati. So we kind of got hooked there, even the announcers said, boy, that was, but they can't, you know, they can't look at it. So and of course they got a couple points off of it, so, but that's neither here nor there. We finally pulled it out.
Yeah, good way to start the season, and yeah. Usually before the Big Ten season starts, and they get underway, I don't know, late December, you know, so there's a month or so that typically Ohio State and most of the big schools, the largest chunk of their schedule is with smaller schools and teams that really are outmatched, so you don't really get a very good sense of what the Buckeyes or what the big schools are going to be like. You know, you can start off 10-2 and then get into the Big Ten season and then, you know, start losing a bunch of games. So this one is a little different because Cincinnati, I don't know how they're expected to be this year, but they are a respectable program with a strong basketball tradition and a great way to start. I wish I had tuned in last night.
Was on Facebook here. They was telling about the Braves may be interested in Brantley switching to baseball.
Yeah.
They thought that might make them a good fit, but I hate to see old Brantley go, but I guess can't keep them all.
And he's a very, very popular player, very consistent when he's been healthy and very pleasant personality and an all-around good guy. And, you know, those are the ones that you hate to see go.
Yeah, and I hate to see Kluber go, too. But it looks like we're going to probably lose him, too. So, but, I you know, that's a kind of a question mark. He's been good, you know, for us. For a couple years, and you know, there's a couple players they got rid of that I hated to see go, and they didn't. After they traded them, they didn't, you know, really pan out that good either. Maybe they knew something we don't see. I don't know. You know, he's kind of stumbled the last. I mean, sure, he was a 20 game winner, but. He kind of stumbled them last few games. He only went about five innings, I think, just enough to get the victory. And I don't know. Maybe somebody knows something we don't.
Well,
he's got back problems, you know.
Yeah.
And that can really throw you off. So I don't know. Maybe they know something we don't. But
which could very well be the case. And didn't he miss a few games? What was it? Was it back problems that earlier in the season? And although he had a very, very good season, he was mentioned in the Cy Young race up until probably, you know, September.
Who won or have they picked it yet?
I don't think that. I have to double check that. Seems like they should have, but I don't remember hearing anything.
I don't remember hearing anything either. They already picked the Golden Glove guy, so and we didn't get any. So
I don't think they've announced the winners yet, that or the MVP, I'll double check.
I haven't heard that either. That MVP. I don't know. You'd almost have to give it to Ramirez for the Indians. You know, even though he kind of faltered at the end of the year, but he carried him pretty much the whole year, him and Lindor. But I don't know. Is Encarnacion, is he a free agent? Or is it just year by year that they got him?
I think he is a free agent, but I'll have to check on that as well. Don't take that for gospel.
You know, he fans out a lot, but by golly, his year-end figures is pretty steady for, you know, he's getting up there a little bit. And he goes streaks. He hits a few home runs, and then he don't hit none for a while, and he strikes out an awful lot. But when you look at his runs batted in and his home runs,
yep,
he's right up there among them.
Batting average typically isn't that great, but when he gets a hold of it, he hits it to the fence or over the fence and knocks in some runs. I don't see how old he is. He seems like he has been in the league forever. I first noticed him, he came up with the Reds.
Yeah.
That seems like eons ago. So I don't know if he went straight to Toronto from the Reds or if he had some other stops, but my point is he's getting up there.
Yeah, and back to, now we'll switch to football. Yeah, I'm like you. I got a bad feeling about this game coming up for the Buckeyes. You know, their offense don't scare me as much as their defense. It just seems like we cannot stop. You know, they get a lot of run or yards when they carry the ball. It seems like we miss a lot of tackles. And
they give up a lot of big plays, both running plays and passing plays, a lot of them. And that was even early in the season when we thought that they were better than they are.
Right.
That's been a problem from day one.
We got some good receivers, but I think our defense is what's hurt. Of course, we got two guys, big guys, Mac and Boza. You know, when you lose two players like that hurts. I don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, when you stop and look at it, there's a lot of teams would love to have our record, even though you know, we only lost one game. There'd be a lot of other teams.
Well, I say it year after year. Anything less than an undefeated season is a disappointment for Buckeyes fans.
Exactly. We hate to lose.
Yep.
Okay, Mike.
All right. Thank you for calling. And 10:40 is the time. And I got a lot of things to look up during the next commercial break. Phone lines are open. If you want to talk sports, we can do that. Just to recap, we have talked about the Boy Scouts admitting girls. We have talked a little bit about the death penalty and the penal system and how to combat the opioid issue. And we have talked about transgender. There was a transgender professor at Shawnee State University. That's in Portsmouth, Ohio. He was punished for not referring to a transgender student by the pronouns that she requested. And now is suing the university for that punishment. So your thoughts on any of that? If there is something else that you want to bring in, if you want to talk baseball, we can do that. High school football, tomorrow night, it's Tri-Valley taking on Wadsworth. That's at Dover. Saturday night, the Ridgewood Generals take on the Meadowbrook Colts. Airtime 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock. Both nights, we'll be back right after this. For 45 years, AlterCare centers have earned the hearts of families with compassionate care. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing, families choose AlterCare to deliver expert care and service to their loved ones with respect and kindness. Stop by AlterCare Coshocton to learn more and experience for yourself why families choose AlterCare. You can also visit them at altercareonline.com. That's altercareonline.com.
Current price times 1,000 acres, carry the one.
These days, it's hard to make the math work for your soybean fields. The BASF Liberty Link system with Liberty Herbicide makes it easier. Start with a 2-plus bushel per acre yield advantage. Add in lower system input costs and more complete weed control, and you get an extra $33 or more of profit potential per acre compared to Asgro Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Grow smart with Liberty Link and BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Steve? Ben.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
This forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven, what is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ohio has over 920,000 diabetics. Take a step in the right direction by having your feet checked routinely by a podiatric physician. Podiatrists are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet based on their education, training, and experience. When you add a podiatrist to your healthcare team, he or she can provide you with important information so you're able to better manage the effects of diabetes on your feet. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association members are bound by the highest ethical standards and have access to superior ongoing medical education and resources. Ask if your podiatrist is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association so you know you are being treated by the best. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Mattingly. If you feel you're not hearing or understanding conversation and others say your TV's too loud, call us today. Beltone's new and advanced technology can help most hearing problems. I realized I wasn't hearing like I used to. Now I wear Beltone hearing aids and I couldn't be any happier. 55 years and three generations serving the tri-state with the most trusted name in hearing aids, Beltone.
Call 888-474-9951. That's 888-474-9951.
If you're in the market to buy energy-efficient electronics or appliances, it's kind of a maze out there. Fortunately, AEP Ohio's new marketplace website makes it easy to compare prices, reviews, and efficiency ratings on smart thermostats, refrigerators, TVs, washers, all kinds of products. You can check for AEP Ohio rebates and follow products to watch for price drops. Try out AEP Ohio's marketplace yourself at aepohiomarketplace.com.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for their local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
This Ion Weather Forecast is brought to you by ValleyATV.com, your Polaris and K&M dealer. Maintenance is a very important part of owning any ATV or side-by-side, and why risk the life of your machine by doing it yourself? Here at Valley ATV, we're proud to offer many services to keep your machine in top running condition. Stop by or call Valley ATV on Jellaway Road in Danville to schedule, or visit us online at valleyatv.com.
Mostly sunny this morning, then becoming a partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, cloudy with rain likely after midnight, lows in the mid-30s, chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, rain with highs in the lower 40s, chance of rain near 100%. Right now, outside our studios here in Coshocton, it is 38 degrees. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And a little bit of follow-up to the questions raised with our conversation with our last caller. First of all, Edwin Encarnacion is 35 years old, which in terms of a baseball career is starting to get up there. He has been in the big leagues for 14 years, so he started, came up with the big leagues very young when he was either 20 or 21 years old. He did, in fact, start with the Reds, where he batted more for average, although for some power in his early years. And his average has gone down a bit, but his slugging, RBIs, and home runs has gone up. So Edwin Encarnacion is 14 years old. Caller also asked, well, when's the, have they announced the Cy Young Awards and MVP yet? And no, they have not. I don't know if it's this late every year. I'm sure there's a reason for it, but that would seem like something that you, and Manager of the Year and some other awards that you'd want to get on right after the World Series is over. Because a lot of us we've moved on from baseball since the World Series was over. But no, we do not have the Rookies of the Year, Managers of the Year, Cy Young Awards, or Most Valuable Players. But they will be coming soon. Today, the Major League Managers and Coaches will vote on the Silver Slugger Awards. And that is given to the top offensive players at each position in each league. And notable here is potentially Michael Lorenzen of the Reds, who led all major league pitchers with 4 home runs in 2018 in just 34 plate appearances. And he's a reliever. No relief pitcher has even won a Silver Slugger, which has been awarded since 1980. So Silver Slugger Awards will be voted on today. On Monday, November the 12th, the Baseball Writers Association Awards begin with the Rookies of the Year. And the National League battle appears to be between 20-year-old Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves and 19-year-old Juan Soto of the Nationals, who were stars in their inaugural seasons despite still not being legally able to drink. Managers of the Year will be announced on Tuesday, November the 13th. Among the candidates for top manager in each league include A's manager Bob Melvin, who led the team with the lowest payroll in Major League Baseball to 97 wins, and a wild card berth, and rookie manager Alex Cora, who won 108 games with the Red Sox on his way to winning the World Series, though the voting was done before the postseason. In the National League, Brian Snitker was at the helm of a Braves team that went from 90 losses to 90 wins, and an NL East title, and Craig Counsell, who led the Brewers to 96 wins and the number one seed in the National League playoffs. The Cy Young Award winners, our caller was asking about, that will be next Wednesday, November the 14th. The favorites for top pitcher in the NL and AL are clear, with Jacob DeGrom of the Mets and Blake Snell of the Rays each posting sub-2 ERAs. DeGrom especially is poised to make history with his 10 wins, despite his stellar 1.70 ERA, potentially the fewest of any Cy Young Award-winning starter. I personally think Blake Snell will be the winner. He has the statistics, plus he played for a winning team and had much more wins than 10. I think Blake Snell meant more to his team than Jacob DeGrom did to the Mets. And then finally, next Thursday, a week from today, the Most Valuable Players will be announced. And Mookie Betts of the Red Sox might be the favorite in the American League. If not, his teammate J.D. Martinez. And be interesting is where Mike Trout will finish after 6 consecutive top 4 seasons. This is from the website, by the way, sbnation.com. They don't mention Jose Ramirez, who had a good season, but he did fizzle a little bit towards the end of the season and certainly in the playoffs, and he is not mentioned as one of the leaders by this website. And in the National League, Christian Yelich caught fire in the second half and finished just shy of the Triple Crown, so he is the favorite. And Yelich, I think, is the shoe-in for the National League Most Valuable Player. So that hopefully answers all the questions that came up with our last caller, and suddenly we have some callers waiting. I'm going to take care of our sponsors and get back to the phones right after this.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center has been awarded Chest Pain Center accreditation by the American College of Cardiology. What does that mean for you? It means our protocol-driven approach to heart attack care allows us to reduce time to treatment during the critical first stages of a heart attack. Quicker diagnosis, faster treatment, and better outcomes. If you think you may be having a heart attack, know that time is muscle. Save your heart muscle by following these important steps. Survive. Don't drive. Call 911. Visit CoshoctonHospital.org to learn the early warning signs of a heart attack.
Which of these can be a hazard to your health? Shoveling snow, doing yard work, washing down walls, your daily workout, or moving furniture? It turns out everyday tasks can cause you a problem, and that's why it's important for everyone to receive an exam from Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center. This creates a unique profile to which can be used to help develop a protection plan for you. Best of all, a visit to Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center helps us detect, treat, or prevent health problems before they become serious. Contact us for an appointment at the Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center at 622-3677 or stop in our office at 649 Walnut Street in Coshocton.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Ohio has over 920,000 diabetics. Take a step in the right direction by having your feet checked routinely by a podiatric physician. Podiatrists are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet based on their education, training, and experience. When you add a podiatrist to your healthcare team, he or she can provide you with important information so you're able to better manage the effects of diabetes on your feet. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association members are bound by the highest ethical standards and have access to superior ongoing medical education and resources. Ask if your podiatrist is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association so you know you are being treated by the best. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
It is 10:54. Let's take one more phone call today. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Morning.
That guy was talking about euthanizing people. I understand his visceral reaction to all that, and everybody has their things. But he, if he's listening, he may be reminded that the countries that have the most brutal, efficient, and put you to death quickly and for every crimes, all crimes, have just as high or higher criminal activity as we do. Like places like Afghanistan, spacing the Muslim worlds, and in some African countries and other places, just because they euthanize it or kill everybody or just murder them, actually, it doesn't change. It's not a deterrent to kill people, whether the state does it or individuals do it. The death penalty, I'm against it all the way, although for me personally, I wouldn't want to sit in jail for 50 years. I think that'd be the worst punishment of all. But those countries that have the laws like he thought they ought to be, or he thinks they should be, have just as high and worse crime rates than the United States does. So we are a humane country, and I think we should stay that way. But that's it for now.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. It is 10:56, and we can pick up this discussion again tomorrow. We were talking about the death penalty, and we had an earlier caller that believes that not only should the death penalty be applied to murderers, but also I believe the those that he mentioned were rapists, child molesters, and drug dealers. So what are your thoughts on that? We can still take another quick phone call if you want to give me a call at 740-622-1560. And it begs the question as that what is it that we expect out of our justice system and our penal system? Is it as a deterrent? I would say that's one reason. Is it to remove the perpetrator from society so they can't commit that act again, or at least while they are in prison, removing them from society? That would be another reason, and I think a third, and not very often spoken about reason would be revenge. Society getting revenge, getting back, getting even with a person that has done ill to another person or to society. So maybe we can pick that up again tomorrow, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. I'll be back one more time right after this.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Saturday, Ohio State heads to East Lansing to take on Michigan State. Draw a handoff, Mike Weber, running left angle, 25-30. Weber, 35-40. Weber hits the 50, gets to the Michigan State 40. On the move to the Michigan State 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber. Haskins the snap, back to pass. Cox's arm, fires middle of the field.
Yeah!
Touchdown, Saunders. C.J. Saunders catches a strike. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 10:30 a.m.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Well, that will wrap up our Communication Lines program for today. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. And a rather lively program today. Tomorrow, the Master Gardeners will be joining us for the first hour. We'll have open phone lines for hour number two, and maybe talk about some local history, have a little fun tomorrow. Well, let's take a look at our weather forecast. Mostly sunny this morning, then becoming partly sunny today with high temperatures in the mid-40s for tonight. Cloudy with rain likely after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s. Chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, rain with highs in the lower 40s. Chance of rain near 100%. For tomorrow night, chance of rain showers in the evening. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers. Little or no snow accumulation. Lows in the upper 20s. Chance of precipitation is 40%. And Saturday, partly sunny with scattered snow showers in the morning. Then partly cloudy in the afternoon. Little or no accumulation, though. Cold with highs in the mid-30s on Saturday. Right now it's 38 downtown. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 11 o'clock and news time.